Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Fahill is here. We'll talk about the build-up to the quarter-final in a moment. Tell us about Limerick's drive for five.
Yeah, it's on course anyway at this very early stage, Gavin. John Kiely has agreed a one-year extension. He's going to remain in charge of the Limerick Hurlers for next season. We're not surprised, are we? You couldn't walk away from it right now, could you? Interesting enough, John himself has already guided Limerick to five All-Ireland titles. There was the one-year gap, that little blip on the CV, but no other team has done it. Yes. Kilkenny came so close to doing it, didn't they? And it should be a sweet one if they got the job done. So much hurling to be played. One thing of note, though, from last night's county board meeting, Caroline Curd, she's gotten so much praise and for her work on the psychological department for the Limerick Hurlers over the last few years. She stepped away from the management team for next year, so big shoes to fill there, I have to say. Andy Farrell will name a starting 15 to face New Zealand in the quarterfinals of the World Cup later today. The game takes place on Saturday. It's live here on Radio 1, and it looks certain now James Ryan will play no part in that game. He's recovering from an as yet unspecified hand injury. Hansen also remains a doubt with Mac Hansen also remains a doubt with a calf problem there. We'll be live to Paris in an hour just to hear exactly what's been going on and what the speculation there is in the French capital. The Republic of Ireland soccer squad also have a big game this weekend in the Euro qualifiers. They host Greece. Defeats to France and Netherlands means our chances of qualification are all but over. And you just look at that table this morning, it doesn't look good. One win from five games, but all eyes will be on this particular match to see if this group of players can get some points on the board and take that bleak look off the table. The Irish assistant coach Keith Andrews has been paying tribute to the Irish rugby squad and their coach Andy Farrell.
I don't think it's envy. I think it's just admiration for what they do, how they do it, the spirit they have. Like I said, I've been in and spent some time with them behind the scenes and what they do, and take little snippets from that. They're very transparent in what they do, their preparations. They've got phenomenal people involved. So now when it comes to the rugby, I'm just a fan.
When you say your club in and around, was that when Farrell's manager?
I've been under Joe Schmidt and on
Farrell. Yeah, so how did you find Farrell?
I think he's brilliant. Yeah, I think he's outstanding as a man, the way he carries himself and the staff he has around him, all the different coaching departments, the sports science, everybody, again, very inclusive in terms of how they invited me into their environment. I was very, very impressed with and very appreciative of. Yeah, a couple of days in and around the build-up and team meetings and how they go about things and from a physical perspective, nutrition. So brilliant to see that.
Yeah, Keith Andrews there. More from him in the next hour as well. SSE or Trinity League First Division champions Galway beat Waterford by 3-1 last night. Ulster GAA remains confident that the redevelopment work at Casement Park will go ahead after being confirmed as a venue for Euro 2028. Now, the stadium has been unused since 2013. The costs for the proposed project have doubled to between £110 and £160 sterling. The GAA has committed £15 million to the work. Now, the British and Irish governments are both willing to provide financial support, and the Irish Football Association Chief Executive Patrick Nelson believes this support is crucial to getting the stadium over the line.
Well, we've been working with government partners and we've been working with the GAA on this for quite a long time. We have a great partnership with the GAA, and we've got a guarantee from the government that enough processes are in place to ensure that the funding will be there and that the stadium will be built in good time to ensure that we can play a full part in the hosting of this tournament.
More sport in an hour.